guess I'll ask you, just how long has this season been?
You know, it's been long for me. I mean, this is as long as I've been healthy in a while. So it's been a long season that way. But, you know, I see the, you know, where we're building, and I see the improvement week to week. And, you know, I think, you know, we've been close, and we just got to kind of finish the job.
So where do you think you are building?
You know, I think we've shown in, you know, pieces and in quarters, and we've yet to put an entire game together. So, you know, we'll come out strong in the first quarter. Similar to that Detroit, like we had our Detroit game, came out, played great in the first quarter, played great in the third quarter, and then, you know, the second quarter, the fourth quarter just weren't where we needed it, and that kind of cost us. So, you know, we've got to be able to be consistent throughout the entire game and really put a complete game together.
For you, how have you handled this? I mean, I realize you had a chance to start. You can't pass up a chance to start, and you can't pass up money, but 0-12 must be a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I really came here understanding what we were building, and I was excited about what we could do as a line. So with Kevin, and obviously Joe gets hurt, so, you know, we don't have Joe here, but Kevin and Joel Batonio, understanding, you know, building a line first, and then, you know, understanding it was going to be a building process, you know, this year we were going to continue to get better. So, you know, I came into it kind of understanding what it was going to be like, and now it's just about, you know, continuing to plug along and continuing to stay positive, just, you know, not getting down and just continuing to build as a team to where we need to be.
JC, I know you mentioned it right off the bat, but what has that meant this year for you to be able to play and obviously stay healthy and have that center spot as your own?
You know, it's been great. You know, I said it when I was there, you know, when I could get a few, you know, months of center time, you know, consistently, just being able to still learn at the position. You know, I'm still pretty young at the center position, so being able to build and be there every day in practice doing the same footwork and doing the same techniques, you know, I think I continue to develop as a player, having that opportunity to come and play one position and be the guy and just really make the center position my own.
Hey, JC, you've obviously worked here with Corey and saw him play and you played and all that, but he, I don't think he's missed a snap this year, and I'm sure you're not watching a lot of Packers offensive line film, but have you seen what kind of year he's had here?
I actually try to do. I try to watch whenever we play. You know, it's been an interesting year where we've got a lot of similar opponents. You know, us playing the NFC North and, you know, playing each other's division. I've been able to watch a lot of, you know, offensive line film. And I try to watch that just because I still understand Green Bay's schemes and how they're blocking it. So, you know, I can kind of find things that are similar and watch it on film. And I think Corey's had a great year. I think, you know, coming back, being healthy, you know, doing all the things he's always done, I think he's had a great year.
For you, JC, we obviously all know your story, where you came from in college and making that transition. But how big do you think James was in you being able to pick up center? And James Campen, that is, in the development you made there.
I mean, I thanked him when I, you know, I texted him and thanked him when I signed my deal here, just saying thank you for, you know, developing me into a center and teaching me how to play the position. And it was really nice, you know, learning a brand new position as a pro and having a guy who had played it. And kind of really teaching you all the tiny, nuanced things that you wouldn't really pick up quickly that you'd learn in time. Having a guy there to kind of tell you those out front to kind of speed up the learning curve. You know, and Campy was great. I appreciate everything he did for me and everything he taught me.
JC, how beneficial will it be for you having seen everything from, you know, three down linemen with Daniels and Clark or four rush linebackers or all the different things that Dom lines up with as far as the pressure packages?
Yeah, no, it'll be, it'll still be a challenge. I mean, they're awesome players. But obviously there's a nice feeling of, you know, knowing the guys and knowing how they rush and going against them before. You know, at the same time when we played the Lions, you know, and and the Vikings, playing against guys I played against several times, you know, it just makes you more comfortable kind of knowing what they're going to be bringing at you.
What have you seen out of Kizer?
I think Kizer comes in, I mean, the exact way you want a rookie quarterback to come in every day. He comes in ready to work, and the amount that he learns and picks up and kind of soaks in week after week, you know, he really builds on every learning, you know, issue and things he goes against. He doesn't try to make the same mistake twice. And he comes in here and works, and he listens. And when he has a few days off, you see him come back confident and really dialed into the game plan. He's doing everything right. So I've really enjoyed working with DeSean and, you know, helping him grow as much as I can as a center.
Do you feel like if you can just stop turning the football over that you might be okay?
I mean, we harp on it all the time. Turnovers are a big issue for us right now. We've got to stop doing that. I think we've gotten better in recent weeks, but that's been something we've brought up, you know, throughout the entire year. You know, we can't in our current form turn the ball over. We can't give the defense or the other team extra possessions. We've got to play a clean game, turnover wise.
How good is Danny Shelton after battling him throughout training camp?
He's a good player. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, run stopper, you know, really, really talented player.